That's the national anthem we are going to take tonight when I'm done with my teaching.
There's gonna be a great revival in our land.
There's gonna be a great awakening in the heaven.
Campus. This was our anthem in our prayer group, and a revival broke out on that campus. We had people from Black Arts come to give their life to Christ without a message. They just trace your room and say, we are tired. I led a lot of them to Christ. I was the Holy Ghost bartender those days. Anyone that is born again that needs the infilling of the Holy Spirit, I had a spot on campus that was mine. I gave men Holy Ghost drink. Hallelujah. And that time, that song, wow. So we will sing it before we leave. You may be seated. God bless you. It's obvious that for people to wait this long is because God is working on their hearts. We need to bring about a change in our generation. For instance, the responsibility, amen. The responsibility, for instance, of souls is from generation to generation. The souls in our generation is our responsibility to win. The souls in the generation of our children is their responsibility to win. There's a lot of things that we cannot undo if we fail to do what we are supposed to do in our own time of pilgrimage. All right, let's zero in, let's zoom in, and really understand territory. What and what makes territory? Is it a geographical location? What is it that makes territory? There are several infrastructures that define territory. Genesis chapter 28. It's on your Bible. It's a great privilege to stand out here
to bring the word of God to you. Amen. It's a great privilege. I do not take it lightly. Genesis chapter 28 from verse 10. We want to understand territory. What is a territory? What are the infrastructures that are contained in a territory? How do we begin to take territories? What is priesthood? How do we initiate priesthood? How do we gain territorial control? Because at the end of this session, we are going to pray. And the Holy Spirit will come down. And there will be impartations so that every one of us can go and begin to dominate our territory. Just in case you are coming into marriage, you must understand that there are liabilities across the length and breadth of the two families that are coming together in that matrimony. You have entered into a territory. The day you married, the territorial configuration just changed. Your lines of warfare changed. Hallelujah. You get an employment into a particular place. You have been adopted into a territory. And there are several infrastructures that you find there. It's just like a governor. Maybe somebody partakes in an election and is elected to be a governor of Lagos State. Whether you know it or not, you have come into the domain of the influence of principalities, whether you are aware of it or not. Because what a principality wants to do is to achieve control. And if he needs to achieve control, your seat becomes relevant to him. You have entered into a particular territory that has implicated you. Now, so there are a few infrastructures that are always in what we can call a territory. Genesis chapter 28 from verse 10. Hallelujah. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he alighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed a dream. And behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, God stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, and the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken unto thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God and the gate of heaven. My God, how dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God and the gate of heaven. All right, so this guy was leaving home and he was running away from home. He had manipulated his brother in some sense, and he knew that he was no longer secure in his father's house, so he decided to take off like a tornado, and he took off. And he ran so fast that he became tired, and when the sun set, he decided to lie down. I can't explain why he felt he needed stones to make a pillow from, but in my own experience, it doesn't seem that stones will do well for a pillow, but that's what happened to him. He took stones that he found in that place, and he made them pillows and decided to rest. He never knew that every activity, every action that he took in that place was not his decision. He was being manipulated by the reality of that location. When he slept, something happened to him. His spiritual senses were activated, and he took notice of a few infrastructures that were already present in that location. Now, from his own experience in the natural, the place did not count for much. It was just a barren land, found some detached stones and gathered them together and made pillows. I don't know how he succeeded with that, actually, but he so did. And at the end of the day, he slept. When he slept, his spiritual senses were activated. Then he now saw the same location from the agency of his spiritual senses, from the vista of his spiritual senses. In order for you to understand the territory, you will not see that territory from the perspective of your human sight. Your entrance into the knowledge of a territory is when God gives you access through your spiritual senses to perceive it. There are a few infrastructure you are likely to see, just in case there are patterns in a particular family, and you are trusting God to use you as an instrument to begin to turn the things around. You must understand that that pattern is empowered, is animated by spiritual forces. And except you understand what you are fighting with, you are not likely to survive in the battle. His spiritual eyes were enabled by God. Now, one of the things he saw when his eyes were enabled was that he saw a ladder. One, he saw what? A ladder. I think I need to explain this ladder. Because the ladder he saw was linking earth with heaven. But that's not the only possible ladder that exists. But thank God he saw a ladder. On this ladder, there were angels that were ascending and descending. The angels were not descending and ascending. They were ascending and descending. What was responsible for their oscillatory motion was in the earth, not in heaven. They were what? Not like this. They were going from earth. So what was responsible for the oscillatory motion was on earth. Is that true? Now what happened on that same spot of land was that two generations ago, that same man's grandfather had arrived at that place and opened the website in the spirit. He had raised an altar unto God. It was the altar and the covenant that he made on that same spot that was responsible for the traffic. Are you with me? All right. So that traffic was as a result of an altar. So there was some form of priesthood that took place in that location. So the effect of priesthood is not only in heaven. There are deposits and debris of priesthood that are left in the location where it was practiced. A lady in our ministry in Benue State came to me and said, this person just died this week. After a few months, this person died. And after a few months again, this person died. And some time ago, my dad almost died. And while he was dying, we were high in spirit and we began to pray. And I held his chest. And I commanded him to come back. He came back. And when he came back, 1 month later, this guy died. Somebody else died. Oh, my God. I said, where are you from? She told me where she was from. I said, no. What I'm seeing here is different from what you're saying. But go and ask your father. You can't speak for your family. Go and ask your father. That the place where they call their village now is not their village. Their village is somewhere else. And the father confirmed that. And I also told the lady that there was demon worship in your family. There was demon worship in your family. And the father confirmed that the grandfather was a specialist in the way of consultations with evil spirits and all of that. Okay, I said, okay, how did you guys put an end to that order of priesthood? They said they just packed and left that place and then packed and went somewhere else. That's not... All right, so they're packed. So the evil spirits have not been appeased for a very long time. And the evil spirits don't know my family because we didn't serve the evil spirits. It's your family that served the evil spirits. So if he wants to look for people to punish, he will not come to me, he will come to your family. So what you guys are experiencing is a product of priesthood that was not dealt with. Because when we have priesthood, when there is an altar and some spirits were communicated, some spirits were sent on errand, these kind of things happen because they are covenants, agreements. And in order for spirits to have worship and memory among men, they enter into contracts and into covenants. And that's what the Bible, that's what is responsible for lawful captivity. Are you still with me? You don't like my talk, Abi? Alright, so. If there's priesthood, then we also have covenants. It's the covenant that makes a spirit dwell among a people, operate among a people. The covenant gives the spirit jurisdiction among a people. Is that clear? Then another thing we notice here is a portal. Because he said this is the house of God and this is the gate of heaven. It's a portal. So priesthood produces a portal. A portal is an access point. An access point for a spirit into the natural world. This world is not for spirits. This world is for three-dimensional beings. But it was constructed in such a way that the invisible realm has compatibility with the visible realm. Man is one of the most strategic creatures that God created, because man is a creature that has capacity and legitimacy to operate in the spirit realm and in the natural realm. That's what makes man different. Angels do not have legitimacy to operate here, except they are going on errand to perform something that you have requested from God. Then God can send them to operate, because your prayers provide the ground for their legitimate operation. God cannot just stumble into this realm. Your prayers will have to become the platform that legitimizes his operation. Because according to Psalms 115 verse 16, the Bible says, the earth has he given unto the sons of men. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? And so this realm can be influenced. This world can be influenced. It can be infiltrated. You can grant earthly permission for spiritual interference. And that's what priesthood is. Right? Priesthood requires the understanding of a domain or the realm of a spirit and creating passage for that spirit to intervene in this natural three-dimensional world, which is not a world for spirits but a world for men. What rules here? What has access here? What has influence here that is in the supernatural realm was granted access by reason of priesthood through a portal. Because there is an altar that was set up in order to establish covenant, that we create a traffic, a ladder. You get it? So if we're talking about territory, all these factors are involved. So when you drive into a village, drive into a city, first of all, the things that welcome you are prophecies that have been spoken over that city and curses that hang over it. Your life is either a theater that is an expression of all the curses in the territory, or probably you are the vehicle through which the prophecies can find expression. I know you have made your choice. I made mine a long time ago. Now, no matter what goes on in Lagos, I'm not in league with that which brings darkness. I came as an agent of light, and there are infrastructures that we have within the territory that support my motion. Glory, hallelujah. Now, this is not theory. There's a lot of practical in what I'm saying, but I want you to understand it, the context, the concepts, so that we can apply it to different situations and different circumstances. I don't know how much time I have to do this, but this is it's a long journey. Hallelujah. I also need to tell us something. So we have altars, we have a ladder, we have altars, we have portals, we have priests, we have covenants. All of these things are in a territory. Those are the things that determine which direction of civilization you find in that particular territory and what kind of controlling spirit you see in the place. I need to digress a little. Are you still with me? All right. Glory to God. Now I need to digress a little and show you the hierarchy of the operation of the kingdom of darkness and why a particular agent in the kingdom of darkness is called principality. Amen. Have you heard of that word before? Principality. Hallelujah. All right, so digression. Principality. Now, the word principality is a compound word which means prince and polity. Oh. Prince and polity. Prince is an authority. Polity means territory. An authority within a territory. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. We are still in the digression. Abby? So they... Stay with me. The authority that secures legal right to be the occupant of the territory is called the principality. Now, let me digress. And territories are various. Territories are variant. and I need to digress. Your life, for instance, is a territory. That is a basic, it's a small territory, basic unit. It's not small, but it's a territory. Because that territory of your life is so vast that according to scripture, the one guy said he was possessed with legions. Okay. Now, the word legion is a Roman military term, which means 2,000 to 12,000 soldiers. So that guy was playing host to about 12,000 demons. So the territory, your territory is huge. I want you to know that. Are you aware that a human being can contain 12,000 demons? And that's not the height of the capacity to contain. So let's start with your own life. There was this woman, and she was disgusted about so many things in life, and she wanted to study about the supernatural. And there was this lady that was offering her demonic books. Are you with me? Offering her what? Demonic books. Do you still remember the sermon I preached? I preached on access points to evil spirits. You still remember the access points? Oh my. Oh my. Oh, you still remember? I believe so. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Access point. So this lady picked up one of the books that other woman was making available to her, and the book that she picked up, the title of the book was called Divination. How to Divine. And the book was a practical handbook with a lot of recommendations as to work practice. You know, they teach you a concept in the book, basic principles of divination, items of divination. Then they ask you, give you a practice section where you get the items together. They say, have you gotten the items? When you put them in this order, in this, align them after this order, what did you see? Then you write your own experience in the worksheet. You understand what I'm talking about? All right, so by the time she got into the middle of the book, she found out that she had help. Yeah, the spirit of divination was already assisting her in the job. Yeah, when she was in the middle of the book, if she wants a particular item and it's way off, she can use those, send those spirits on errand. The spirits will go get the item for her. So she was enjoying it. It was supernatural glory. Hallelujah. Now, you know what? You are not fully. We are still talking principality. And I said that there is a basic line of territory, which is your life. Because of that book that she read, she opened herself to a spirit called divination. That divination is the one that has legal ground to operate in her life because she submitted to that spirit when she accepted to read that book. Are you with me? She willfully submitted. Have I spoken to you here about the laws of the spirit realm? I have. One of them is that when you yield yourself as a servant to obey something, a servant of that thing you become. Now, when people start out in fornication, it's not the first time they fornicate that the spirit of fornication comes upon them. No. They are inviting it yet with willful commission of fornication. A time comes when the person wants to stop fornicating and he no longer can decide to stop because the spirit of fornication has come to aid the man. So you no longer have the capacity to stop it just because you want to exercise your will. It's beyond your will. You need deliverance. You need something stronger than the spirit that is plaguing you at that point to come to intervene to stop the oppression of that spirit. You get that? Now, so she willfully wanted something scoopy about her life, and then she picked up that book and began to study, and then a time came when she could no longer decide not to study because the spirit a spirit was involved at that time. So that spirit now is the principality, because the spirit is the one that secured the legal ground to operate within that territory. Do you get that? But you see, normally, no singular spirit has the capacity to keep a human being in bondage. And that is where we have what we call the principle of the demonic gang. So the principality is the spirit that secured the legal rights to plunder that territory. And then that principality needs power to assist him to dominate the territory. Oh my, you guys are not. You know, he needs what? What? Who is a power? Who is the power? Do we have a microphone and so that we can get some assistance from the crowd? Sister Peace, who is the power? What entity can you consider a power? Principalities, power. All right, let me not trouble Peace, but I will trouble her later. Glory. So we have powers are spiritual entities with unique abilities. Now, with emphasis on abilities. Unique abilities. For instance, in order for the principality, what's the name of the principality in this case? Follow me. It's what? Divination. Divination secured the ground. Was in order for divination to keep the ground, the divination needs to partner with powers. And powers are spirit personalities that have unique abilities. One of such personalities is fear, the master of intimidation must be brought into this context. And so divination knows that he cannot keep this territory except he invites some other specialized guys, engineers. So he brings fear. Fear is someone because of his ability, has a unique ability, is the expert of intimidation. Are you here? And so, anytime the lady wants to stop reading that book and she's coming back to her pure mind, suddenly fear grips her spirit, grips her from within, and she begins to fear that if she stops reading the book, she will become one evil we have. You understand that? So fear is the one bringing that dimension. A time comes, divination sees that if it's only fear we have, this person will wise up. And so divination goes and brings another spirit that is called depression. Now, depression can stimulate an environment of loneliness, the kind of loneliness that is a sickness. Now, so this person, when she stops reading the book, and because she needs to keep up with the book in order for divination to have control of the polity. So depression now begins to come. If she stops reading the book for 2 weeks, then she starts becoming depressed, starts becoming lonely. And then fear will be there, appearing in the dream. Then she will go back to the book. Are you getting the picture? All right. So, there's a partnership between the principality and. So, the one that is principality, it doesn't mean that the principality is necessarily strong. No. The principality is the one that has the authority. You must understand. Whereas, this one is for, I don't know if I'll be safe saying it here. Whereas we cast out devils, we wrestle against principalities. I will stop there. I will not explain that. I just said it. You cast out devils, but where? You do what? You will wrestle against principalities. So I will not press too much on that. It's not for this class. Now, so these powers have unique ability, and they are brought into the landscape because of their unique ability. The powers eventually will not be sufficient to keep this person in perpetual bondage. A ruler will have to be involved. If we want to make this person permanently yield, a ruler. Must be consulted eventually. It is like his name. It governs. It's a magistrate. This is what is forming the demonic gang that is trying to plague this principality. And when you are conducting deliverance for this particular person, it is only one spirit that will be talking, in case the spirit talks. The one that will be talking talks for the gang, and that is the spirit of divination, because he is the principality. Exactly. Right. So a ruler at some point must be brought into this equation. Now, a ruler has specific functions. There are governments. They know how to govern. And you see, if the devil wants to govern a man, he governs him along his appetite and along his weaknesses. If this particular victim or this particular host at some point was given to fornication, sexual activity, a ruler will be introduced to push this person into one activity of the flesh through which government can be established over his life. Can push him back into fornication, just in case he has explored that before. And so the devil keeps a very good record on everybody's history. Very good record. Not just your own history, the history of your grandfather and great-grandfather. And he's trying to find out what weaknesses worked in your bloodline. And it's likely to bring that same weakness again. And I need to put all the cards on the table and show you how God works with us and the accurate deliverance ministry of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I think I've gone too far. My ruler. And then this guy one day just going out on the streets and then sees one old friend from the past. Those days in the dark world. Oh my God, how you doing? Ah, yeah. Then they call you by your that name, that time. What the ruler is trying to achieve is so that you can go back to your old ways. And if you open that door again, the ruler jumps. And the ruler begins to insist on ruling you in that particular departure. It is easier to bring somebody into bondage if the person has something that is related to appetites. Appetites. Alright? Appetites. And so, the person wants to just, he wants the bondage goes beyond the mind, beyond fear, beyond depression. It goes into an act that can promote the oppression of a ruler. I'm talking about the human territory here. Did you get it? But it's the same concept that is applicable in any context. But I'm just using this as an example to show you how it works. So you come into a particular village. And when you come into that village, you notice that they have 12 years, 13 years is backing a child. When you inquire, the person is not married. 13 years back in a child. That's a pattern. That's a pattern of civilization that is among those people because of the influences in the territory. Now, our brother was speaking about spiritual mapping. We need to know how to do that. Spiritual mapping is physical. It's a physical meticulous study of the patterns that you find in a particular place, which is suggestive of the infrastructure present there that is generating that type of civilization. Exactly. Is it too complex to see? All right. So this is the kind of, this is how the devil binds men, and this is how he binds territories. The same protocol. Same protocol. For territories is different. What he does is, he uses the principle of headship. Territories and families. Headship. He ensures that there's a king. What do they call king in Igbo? Eze. There's an Eze. And everybody acknowledges the headship of Eze over the village. And then Eze now goes on behalf of the village. He now goes to talk to Satan. Satan, we are exposed to as a village. Can you provide security for us? So that if anybody wants to attack us, you will now come and fight. We know that the spirit realm is stronger than flesh and bone. So we want to come into alignment with you. And he's going there not as a man. He's going there as easy. So he goes and makes this contract. And then the Satan now comes out. He says, I like this, your talk. That means every 24 months, can you sacrifice a virgin to me? Why not? It's a light thing for one person to go so that the others can be secure. But don't take from my family. That one is there. Don't worry. We won't come close to your family. You just sign the agreement. Okay. And then he has exercised priesthood. In order for him to be able to communicate, there was an altar. And then that transaction is what? A covenant that affords that evil spirit the right to plunder that clan. So he looks for headship. Headship is a spiritual thing. If you are a human being, you have an elder brother, or your clan has an elder. People will say amen. They won't agree. They won't agree. Amen. See, the amen is weak. Now, this is not the end of the story. I'm just showing you the matter. Except you want me to lie. This is the real case. This is the real case. But I need to show you the matter first before we begin to talk about how to tackle all these things. Or you don't want to, you want to live a lie and live in an illusion. It doesn't exist. There's no guy. Because somebody is shouting a scripture in his heart there. He says, if any man be in Christ, the new creation, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become. Unknown to that person that is saying that, he doesn't understand covenant. This is a spiritual transaction. You don't just dissolve a covenant by knowing that you are born again. You see, your being born again is even a legal statement, because God is providing a legal basis for you to be able to destroy legal claims and ordinances that were against you. Now, so God addresses legal issues from legal perspective, and it allows mortal issues, and he provides answers to mortal issues from mortal perspective. He empowers you to be able to do something. So don't be, just stay. Let's be going small, small. But don't deny it. In my own family, if I travel like two generations upstairs, I will meet an Ezemo. And those were intelligent Ezemos, because my own people were necromancers. They knew how to communicate with the dead. Right? So they read people's life. I'm very, very sympathetic for people that are not born again, because those ones can't live a normal life. It's impossible for them to live a normal life. When the agreement, oh my Jesus, were made with the belly of hell, you find all kinds of things that can happen and all those kind of things. So we are fighting it. And you know what? The people that were supposed to inherit the totem for that altar in our own time, what they inherited is Holy Ghost. So we have stopped the line, the transfer, the link. And somebody rose up the other time and said, let us revive the altar. This is our origin. And he wanted to do something. He died. So they now say, it means there's another addition to the template which we have not known. Let's go and research into it. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, so, wake up. If you want to marry, wake up. This map I'm plotting here. You know, most of you go to South Africa at the beach and say, love from God. When you come back, when you don't worry, we will not send you any text message there. When you come back, remember this, my chat. It's time to walk. Glory to God. Now, you see, this ladder, the ladder that Jacob saw was from earth leading to heaven. That's not the only possible orientation of that ladder. There is also another possible ladder that might be from hell leading to earth. Yes, the earth is in the middle. If you have studied Bible geography, heaven is above and hell is beneath. Now, this ladder connects heaven, so it creates a portal such that things that are in heaven, beings of heaven, can come into the earth. The priesthood of darkness links with hell, and that also creates a portal from whence demons and minions and infantries of darkness can come upon the earth. So the earth becomes the field of battle. Are you with me? Okay, so if there is still priesthood of darkness in your family, don't expect your family to go right. It won't go in the right direction. It will go in the wrong direction. However, that's not bad news for a man that is in Christ Jesus. That's not bad news. But that's responsibility. That's the name of it. Don't hide away from it and think it will be changed because I'm a new creation. They will manipulate you as new creation. But there are several things you need to do that they will not be able to manipulate you, and you will manipulate the situation and counteract the situation. We have that capacity in God. But God has not saved us so that we'll run away. He has saved you and he has put you in that fix so that you can take advantage of the capacity that is in his grace and turn the tide. These are things we did in our own families. That's why I'm bold to say it here. I did not just get born again and run away from my people. I fought the darkness there. And I fought it for 12 years. And it bowed. The death stopped. People that were supposed to inherit the witchcraft, they inherited tongues. Yeah. All kinds of tongues. Even wild tongues too. So we are many tongue talkers within the enclave right now. The devil never knew that the time will come where there will be so many people of light on ground and nobody to inherit the altars. Hallelujah. We stopped the utterances of the altars and cast the spirit out. No transaction for you anymore. Go look for somewhere else. So we took, in order for us to bind this principality, just like I said, we cast out devils, but we wrestle with principalities. Why? We wrestle with principalities because principalities operate on covenants. Except you undo the legitimacy of this covenant, the principality has the right of way. And I'll tell you how it is done. Glory. Now, somebody is using his handset, receiving text messages, and disturbing me. The easiest way for me to come out of the anointing is when I hear a ringtone. The person has stopped this lecture. If you want the lecture to continue, consult that person that has been using his handset. He's the next lecturer. So who is troubling me with the handset? Okay. Yes. Well, we can continue the lecture. All right. Now you see. You don't just come and say, principality, go. If you do that, I'll tell you what will happen to you. If you do that, right, you have a visitation. You see, I'm not here to advertise the devil's strength. I'm just telling you. Somebody asked a question. Who was that person? Huh? About how do you do spiritual warfare? Who is that? Are you afraid of your question again? Okay, that brother asked the question. What I'm doing now is not with my script. I'm not doing it. This is not what I wanted to teach in this session. I'm doing it in response to his question. All right? We can do my script next time. It's there already. But this one I'm doing by inspiration, based on the experiences I've had on the field. Hallelujah. I'm a small minion on the field. I've had some encounters and experiences. I did many things wrong. I had feedbacks that came from here, then here and there, and I went to God, asked, okay, what's the way out? So based on many years of experience, I'm drawing up a lecture on warfare. Hallelujah. So this ladder is twofold. It can link to heaven. That means the priesthood is in light. It can also link to hell. That means the priesthood is in darkness. Exactly. Now, so when you come into the city, come into a city, and you notice, watch out for idolatry. Watch out for immorality. It's very likely that if the city has a river that passes through it, then you'll find immorality in the place. As you must have seen, I think there are 13 states in this country that are named that are rivers. If my geography is correct. Imo, Benue, Niger, Oshun, Ogun. Rivers, Cross River. You know now. You know. And it, just in case your own is one of them, you are from Delta, you are from Oshun. The first thing you are going to, if you are from Kogi State, if you are from Benue State, if you are from Cross River, if you are from Akwa Ibom, if you are from Edo State, you are from Delta State, you are from, the first thing that you are going to, after giving your life to Christ, right? You don't like my talk. After giving your life to Christ, ensure that, one, the things that control your people are not controlling you. If you come from a place that is given to immorality, you must be very, very, very strict on yourself when it comes to the opposite sex all through the days of your life. Very what? Very strict on yourself. Second, my own tribe are a bunch of very proud people. Very, very proud people. You must ensure that you are the opposite. You must become. I'm telling you how to survive. You know, the prayer is for every man to finish strong. You must become. So check the natural man among your people. What has he become? You must be the opposite of that. When you check insufficiencies, you see patterns of insufficiencies and weaknesses among people that come from your place. And these are not things that you will decide to do with your brain. You will prayerfully go to God and ask him for grace. And you stay in the place of prayer until you find out that there's a divergent disposition between the natural man from your place and who you have become. That is one of the signs that you are no longer under the controlling spirit that manages people from that part of the world. Is that clear? Now, a Delta man is likely to be a very angry person, violent person. With due respect to all the Delta people, I know Porre, with due respect to them. I'm just telling you that the capacity that you have gained in Christ Jesus is sufficient to give you a different lifestyle, different disposition. And I've seen so many people that are born again but yet function under those controlling things from, all right? So you are supposed to break free from that. You're supposed to look at yourself. This trait is common with my people. This trait is common with my people. This trait is common with my people. And begin to present those things to God just in case you see any such traits in your life. Is that clear? You don't like my talk? All right. Okay. Now, so that is advisable. Just in case you want to become that agent that God will use in a territory. First of all, you must evaluate your own life. Evaluate your life and make sure that you are not a victim of control yourself. You're not a victim of what? I know a particular tribe like that. The people are very stubborn. Very, very stubborn. And they have a church that is given to that tribe. And in that church, my God, so they just changed location. They change location, but there's nothing deep happening in redeeming the peoples of that tribe. And then when you come from that place, there is such a tendency, you're going to stay before God and deal with that. These things you're supposed to deal with it before you enter into marriage. You deal with those traits that are associated with your people so that there is only one thing that controls you, and that's the Spirit of God. Nothing else controls you. You are not a slave to any disposition. You are not a slave to any appetite whatsoever. You are only a slave to the Holy Ghost. Because you have given yourself to Him as a slave, submitting to serve His will, so it has become that a slave of Him have you really become. Is that clear? Alright, so let's press on. Now, if you are going to displace, because everything that is in this structure is provided by the legality of the principality. Exactly. So if we want to do away with this structure, we need to do away with the legality that the principality has to superimpose itself as a controlling influence over the space. Normally, you find Jesus coming with a counter legality from the perspective of the courtroom of heaven when he wants to displace his spirit. You find Jesus, especially in the case of the woman that had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. And then Jesus quotes part of the decree of heaven and say, ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham? That's the legality that Jesus is presenting. Opposed to any legality that the spirit of influence has with which it's bringing the woman into bondage. You will see Jesus quoting the legality. Bringing the legality. Alright? So if you are going to displace the ground upon which a principality is hanging, what you are going to do is that you are going to bring the legality within the context of the legal jurisdiction available to us in the new creation with the attendant advantages that we have because of the great legal statement that Jesus made on the cross pertaining to that person. Together? And you insist on that. Now, these are things that you don't just do one day. You insist on that. And what I'm telling you, I've seen mad people come out of madness. Some of them were healed instantly. They changed instantly. Some of them took time. Alright? But I kept insisting that this is the new law that governs this person. This new law is possible concerning him. And on the strength of that, any legality by which the principality has authority to manage this life is declared illegal. That's what I do for lunch. Hallelujah. When I come into a territory and I'm sent into that territory, man, I have statutory authority to be the principality of that place. My own legality is that God sent me. And the last time I checked, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. So I come into the territory and my own operating legality is the instruction, the mandate that I have to overtake the territory. Don't move out except you have a mandate from God. God has spoken to you. Not that you have a good idea, but you have received from God that this is the place of your dominion. You cannot succeed everywhere, but you can succeed in the place of your dominion in spite of the challenges, in spite of the economy, in spite of the demons, in spite of the operations of darkness. That's where I'm assigned, and that's where I was ordained to prosper. My own good is hidden within the land. So when I was sent to Benue State, I knew it was a place that was rigged with all kinds of power. I had to study history, and I discovered that most of the people that came into that land for mission, they ended up either having mistresses and were cut off in the midst of that adventure. Other people that were burning and raging with fire, in the prime of their rise, they died, were cut off. I found that pattern very, very consistent in the territory. Then I knew that there were altars, there were portals, there was a priesthood, there were covenants. So I needed to conduct environmental sanitation. And the longer it stays, the longer the minions. The minions are introduced from different places, from India, from Afghanistan, to come help support the system and to manage the bondages. So the first thing that we do when we come into a place, when we can itemize, okay, there is an altar of immorality. That is why you see this. There's an altar of corruption. That's why you see that. There's an altar of adultery. That's why this person will jump from this person's house when this man goes out and sleep with his wife and then jump back. And then when this man goes out, the man that slept with his wife will jump here And it's not normal. This is a strange matter. So you can actually find out how many altars are at work when you check the lives of the people that are typically under the control of his influence. That's what mapping is. Exactly. That's what mapping is. When you have developed a map, you will know the items, the legalities, and the covenants that you're fighting with. Then the thing that you do is that you raise your own altar. It takes more than one person to raise an altar. Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20. Okay, let's just jump to verse 20. Matthew 18, 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. I wouldn't have loved to just read just this verse. 18 says, if you take us on a longer journey, for where two or three are gathered in my name, the politics of a territory can only be prosecuted by a body, not a man. There's so much that a man can do, but this is not the assignment for a man, this is an assignment for a body of men. And the minimum requirement in this case is two people. And these two people, when they come together, they are not coming together for their own purposes. They are coming together under the authority of God. They are open to the leading of God. Their prayer times will be stirred by God as they receive witness of Him in their spirit. The things that they pray about will be the things that God has quickened into them. They are there for God, not there for their own purposes. They are there for God's purposes. They are not there for their own prayers. They are there for God's prayer. Is that clear? That's what makes an altar an intercessory altar. Most of the prayer books we have in town, in the nation, are prayer books that are self-serving, self-centered. And those are not the kind of prescriptions that I'm talking about here. I'm talking about people that are gathered under the authority of the Lord for the purposes of the Lord. And you know the Bible says where two, where what? Two, where what? I hope you know husband and wife makes the basic context of two. That means every union becomes another possibility of an altar. Every union. Once and again, no matter how tough your schedule is, you and your husband should stand and do some stuff and create a pathway for God to be able to ride in. God needs groups of two, needs groups of three, that can form a quorum, a legislative quorum, to begin to attend to legislative issues within the territorial landscape. So you need to get a partner. You need to get somebody alongside, and you devote yourself as you establish, designate a time. And you say, okay, this time every day or this time every 2 days we'll come together. And the reason why we come together is not for our own purposes, but we want to establish communication with heaven concerning the things that we have noticed in the land. What you are doing is that you are establishing an altar. Very soon the altar will be given up that number. God will raise a candlestick in his courts that typifies that bonding in order to take on territorial responsibility. And God will begin to pour his spirit upon that union, that anchoring, that arrangement, that infrastructure, and feedback will begin to come. And that's when God will begin to give you strategy. Begin to give you strategy on how to take the matter, how to address the matter. Sometimes he will speak to you, say, go anoint this place, anoint that place. Shut this down, shut that down. Anoint this place. Put your feet, remove your shoes, stand here. Make a proclamation. Now, there is There is no textbook for this one. It's as the Spirit of God leads. As the Spirit of God leads, no textbook. And you begin to carry out those things. And God, through the workings of His wisdom, now provides an atmosphere where you undo the covenant. When you undo the covenant, it's very likely that this guy will be cut off. This person will be exposed to judgment. And then you can now cast the spirit from the altar. And when you cast the spirit from the altar, you close the portal. And then you invoke a new civilization from your own altar, from your own realm, over the territory. Hallelujah. That's what we do in the office. When you come to the office, as modernized as the banking sector may be, when you go into Union Bank, you might not understand that there are powers there. There are covenants there. There are several people that want to stay in office beyond their time, that went to Shungo to help elongate their time. And then they bring another operating system into the bank. And you are just a very innocent believer that takes up a job. And you have shared testimony already in church that I've got a job with Union Bank. And you come into the place with excitement. And what you meet, instead of meeting Union Bank, you meet an altar. An altar that has generated a civilization for many years. And as you sit on your seat and you wake up after the first week, you find out that there's paralysis on your left leg. Because you did not design the place from the Spirit. You acted foolishly. Hallelujah. After getting that job, you testified even too early. Shut up first. Take a fast. Ask God to show you the office. Ask God to give you an instruction about the office. Ask God to show you the people, what they work with. Ask Him. Take a fast. Don't break that fast. Keep pressing until you begin to get feedback from heaven. That's how priesthood, that's how we operate. That's how prophets operate. And then when you are coming to the place, you are already coming with an understanding of the place. You know how to operate. Somebody got a job with UN. Okay, I hope you know. When UN headquarters got burnt in Abuja, they found talisman, liar, altars, shrines everywhere. Little shrines being serviced in the UN. I don't know which office in Nigeria is more Oiboish, much more than the UN office. Oh, everybody speaks lingo there. But I came there with Ezemo. I came there with tools from the devil. I came there from Okambasayagbo. Don't forget about the lingo. They are powers. They came with powers. And so you look at the place. You view the place. You know the things to avoid. You know how to pray. You know, you are deep undercover like Esther. Nobody knows your mission. They think you are coming to draw salary. But before you know it, the people that practice those things, they begin to fall down. Some of them are sacked. Some of them. And then the atmosphere is clean. And then in the fullness of time, God will say, start a fellowship, a prayer. And then you just come and say, well, if you're interested for prayer, we'll pray by 12 o'clock. You don't know that the prayer started 6 years ago. 12 o'clock, there'll be time for prayer. 12 o'clock. Just 5 minutes. Amen. They come into the place, and after 15 minutes, 30 minutes of prayer, they go home. They begin to dream about angels. All kinds of things are happening because the portals are opening, the passageway. And then God begins another regime of rulership in that office. You don't know what it means for Christ to be reflected in your workplace. You don't need to look over your shoulder if somebody will stab you. Everybody's in light. That kind of place doesn't go down. Doesn't matter what the economy says, it survives. Boko Haram may bomb everywhere, but not that place. Not that place. Because something else holds that place in order. That's what we do. We infiltrate the place like Esther. And before you know it, the king has stretched his golden scepter. We turn the tide. We remove the legality upon which the devil is operating. We initiate a new atmosphere. Hallelujah. Before I began to go on missions on the field, I had to check my own life. I found out that there were two things wrong. One was pride. As long as I walked in pride, I was not different from my people. Yes, I was born again, but the same weaknesses they have is what I had. So I had to pray about it. And I prayed for long. Another thing that people from where I They like to show that they have money. So I had to die to my material things. All these things I did on my knees. Alright? Material things, all kinds of stuff. And just to live a simple life, just to be content with Jesus. And while I was praying on these things, what God did to me is that he helped me find security in him. And I found out that security in Christ is the cure for every form of competition, wanting to stay in competition, wanting to do this, wanting to do that, to make people know that we have come. If you find security in Christ, you'll be relieved from all of that activity. Yeah. So I did that work on my own before I was released into the field. And I began to study the patterns of the field. And I began to bring legalities from the courtroom of heaven. This is the perspective. And the earth is the laws and the fullness thereof. And we began to raise altars, raise intercession for the territory. We saw things change because of those prayers. And guess what? We have not stopped praying yet. Things are changing. Things began to change. Now, God began to bless us. All right? Began to bless us. Something began to come upon us. Power began to come to our lives. Things began to change in the land. Things began to change in the land. We saw it change. All kinds of things began to change. The things that they said, this is how it is, it changed. They said, these two people, these two tribes can't marry. We wedded them, plenty of them. We changed. That mentality went away. The controlling influences, darkness. And then the devil became cheap. And we kicked him out. You can kick him out. But you see, if you're going to go into regulating territories, you must be consistent. 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 Consistency. Consistent. Consistent. In the place of prayer, you push yourself. Call your wife. See, the mission is that we must form that quorum that will bring about change. With all kinds of blessings break out. Well, there were some strongholds we broke, territorial strongholds, and the implication of the breakage was that there were releases. All kinds of things that the devil was holding. Then I realized that there was good in the land. Yeah, began to find the good. The good began to navigate in our direction. The ones that tied in the water, it was released. All kinds of things began to happen. The way God ordained it. All right? The more you conquer, the more the land begins to operate the way God intended it. People begin to give their life to Christ. All kinds of things begin to happen. Just because there are people within the territory that insist that the will of God must be done within this landscape. Now, you need to be consistent. Should I tell you a story? Now, there was a time me and my friends decided to come together and to begin to pray. Started prayer in my house. We prayed for 3 years. It was as if our prayer were not answered. Well, we said, well, we don't have any other job to do. What we do is pray. We now prayed for 6 years. And it was as if the prayers were being answered small, small. Small. I said, okay. At least there's a change. We prayed for 10 years. And after 10 years, I see the prayers were being answered fast, fast. Let me tell you something. Let me give you an idea. Many of you are praying now, it's as if you are not doing anything. How many of you? You are about getting tired. Say, oh, does this thing work? I'm telling you, it does. Yes, it does. But what you were not told is that you will need to continue for 10 years before you see the impact. Don't be discouraged. I'm just telling you the truth. No, don't be discouraged. You're almost there. You're almost there. You're almost there. Really? You're almost there. Meanwhile, if you stop now, there's a mode that you have been chancing. Something has happened to him. He's giving us space now. The feedback you will get, you don't like. Hallelujah. It will take about 10 years. Yeah. Sorry. It's not like that for only you. We have been laboring. All right. There's every tendency for you to back out. Continue. continuing. And for those of you that have not started, jump in. You see, there's enough grace to keep you going. That's how faithful God is. That's how faithful. In my own personal experience, the turnaround that took place in my family took 10 years of prayer investment. In my own personal experience, even in ministry, the turnaround we began to have. You guys came when there was no battle to fight. All of you. You came when the principalities were displaced already. Jesus! We'll finish a meeting like this and I go home and then, hey! I say, alright, I'm here. I was sent. I'm sent. I was sent. You can, no, instead of me to leave, you will leave. Oh my, Yakoma, Sia Kambal. I was doing my own business. God sent me. He sent me. The spirit will leave. Spirit will leave. If I tell you some things, you will not believe. So let's leave. So I saw all those things, but I was sent. I was sent from God. And I kept telling them, I'm sent. Pack now, it will be easier. If not, if we stay, eventually you will see pack. All kinds of things, all kinds of battles. We stayed in that thing. Stayed in prayers. We stayed in prayers for long. Then chains began to break. Chains began to break. Chains. Those days, I had a neighbor that was a witch. She used to enter into our house and come out. Enter into our house. Then one day when she entered, I was waiting for her. She didn't know. When she came, I just say, your eyes, they go with me. That's how she became blind. Your eyes go with me. Your eyes, they go with me. You are guilty of trespass. And this time your eyes will not go back with you. That's how she became blind. Meanwhile, before this contention, she used to visit regularly. We were doing all those prayers. She was still visiting. And it came to pass when stature changed, the ranking changed, she came and I said, the eyes go back. The eyes will not go back. She went blind. Then she stopped visiting. Guess what? When I moved from there, moved to another house, after a few years, when I built my house, I came to another place. I checked the environment. I saw that there were three witches. I said, well, I have good intentions for you if you give your life to Christ. Even if you don't give your life to Christ, don't trespass my compound. If you trespass my compound, that is the sentence for it is death. I create my own laws. You see, in this day, my prayers are answered fast. It's not like that time that we labored for many years before we. This one, I just came and said, if you trespass, you die. If you trespass, you die. I finished the ritual, I went out. So why not trespass? In form of an awl, he died in front of the house. Few days later, he died by the side. It's many too now. Those ones, they don't trespass. At least you can stay. I can leave you. Don't worry. There's no problem. We don't have problem. If you don't disturb me, no problem. I will not even remember that you are there. We'll continue life. Now, I'm a landlord. A territorial landlord. Because God spoke to me. After many years of prayer, when we clocked 10 years of interceding for the land, he said, now, I make you chieftain. If you curse, it will be established. If you bless, it will be established. I said, glory. I like this one. It's better this way. Hallelujah. Then we began to operate. And then more enemies came, but they failed. So with more grace is more responsibility. And God will be raising you like that. And raising you like that. Our real work is not here. It's in the night. When you have gone to sleep, some people will sit on the seat like this. Eh? Sit down. Don't worry. And then they'll begin to regulate things. Begin to make decrees. When it's 12 midnight, it's 2 a.m., they begin to make decrees. Before the sun rises, they make decrees. They make decrees. They make decrees. They make decrees. And there's no possibility for dark people to operate. Witches will come out and say, this is your prayer. This is your prayer. Somebody will be hurt. Somebody will be hurt. Bad thing will happen. But because there's no way for them to operate. There's a ruler that has come into the territory. That's how we do it. That's how we drive the devil away from our families. That's how we drive the devil away from our cities. As you go back, This is the approach that you will take. But before you leave, we need to guarantee that you are living with power. You won't live like this. You will live with power. Now, sometimes witches come to test your power, so you will live with power. You will live with power. I went for a crusade in the heart of a village, and I told them, if you are strong, we are staying in that hotel. Come in the night. If you are strong, come. So I went back to the hotel. I woke up by 12 to check if anybody came in the spirit. They didn't even come close. I checked again by 2. When I didn't see them by 2, I went to sleep. That one, if it had come, I will kill that person. Yes, it means you came to test power. Not because that's why you are coming. I'll cut you off. Let us pray. You are going to go back with power. You go back with grace. Let the pattern in your family change. Ladies of marriageable age that cannot marry, we put an end to that curse. Every form of limitation that you are experiencing that is inconsistent with the provisions of God, we put an end. We put an end. We put an end. You are going with power. There's an ordination that is about to take place. There's an ordination that is about to take place. If you accept the call of a territorial landlord, begin to ask God for grace. Grace to change things in the spirit. Grace to bring about an alteration to alter the patterns that have been in place for a very long time. Grace. Mobela Suba Kaiboroko Pata Mahabala Haske. Grace, 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 grace. Você pregete da puta branca da babore. Are the destinies of men in your family being manipulated? Have you seen any trace of that? It is against the provisions of God. It's against the laws of God. You are a law enforcement agent. Raised by God to enforce righteous laws in the kingdom of God. You have the power in Christ Jesus. And you, as you give yourself to territorial engagement, your ranking will begin to increase. Hore mama masanta brata bala kaseto. I do bonta mansala barupa deskabre takapra santa babone balatua. Ambre ke sabu dakwase epreskete muroko basanda. Mahasole maski briata atande kosabantalibo. There is a reason for which you were apprehended in Christ Jesus. There is a reason why you were called into the ministry. There is a reason why God placed his hands upon you. There is a reason. There is a reason. There is a reason. There is a reason. Ambeleso, Ikabrata, Vanta Babori Bala Senda. Akaila Baraso Tembreke Sata Vanta Baboria. You are breaking out of the limitation. You are coming out. You are coming out. No weapon, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. No weapon. Come, oh my God. Oh, God is coming now. Yes. You will not go back the same. You will not go back the same way you've been. We will do the kingdom work. We will receive back every portion that has been conceded to the enemy. We will make demands on the grace of God. Yes, that's why you were born. As an instrument of change. A revolutionary. That we bring on new patterns. New priesthood, new influence. The patterns that were established by previous covenants will not apply upon your life. Those that have been kept away from marriage all this while, in keeping with patterns set up by the devil, I proclaim your liberty tonight in the name of Jesus. Have you noticed any pattern? Is there any resistance on your life? You can break free. You can disallow it. It's not your portion. It's not your ordination. The hand of God is upon you tonight. Environmental sanitation. That's why we were called to sanitize the land, to sanitize the family, to set it on a new course, to give it a new name. We were called with the authority of the kingdom as law enforcement agents. Oh, yes. Mura sata blanta babone balate balata. Ebres komba sika bres komba natala kapata. Ika bres katana babonje natambre. Na abeloto kopatale katete kapatuwa. Aka blanta basubli atabalata. Don't give up. It's been 4 years of consistent prayer. Yes, a lot of things are giving way. Don't give up. This is the time of your reborn. It's the time of your change. Don't give up. You might just be the prophet of that family, the priest of that family, that will set in motion a new protocol that captures the deliverance of everyone that comes from that room. Don't give up. The devil seeks to put a pressure upon you, but God apprehended you for such a time as this.
Your grandfather died in a certain way. Your father died in a certain way. You will not die that way. You will not die that way. The hand of God has come upon it. Receive grace for consistency. Grace for consistency. Grace to break free. To break in the place of prayer. To break in the place of prayer. To break in the place of prayer. To break through. To break through. For those of you watching and listening from around the world, it's time to raise an altar in the name of the God of heaven. An altar is an instrument to bring about a new civilization into the territory, a new influence, a new power. It's time to get to work. The Lord God needs foot soldiers in the nations of the earth. Those of you from London listening, London is a city of witchcraft, all kinds of witchcraft, and God is looking for priests that can stand in that nation and bring about a change. Those of you listening from the United States, that nation was born by God's vision. Darkness seeks to take it over. That nation has a heritage in life. Begin to reclaim the lands that have been conceded to the enemy. Kombasaya batabela tua. E kombenes komple. Inconsistency lies the power. Suvelali la proske mamalata. Grace is coming upon you. Grace is coming. The things that you were afraid of will become afraid of you. I break the shackle of delay upon your life. The light is come. I proclaim miracles. Miracles in your life. For those of you listening, it's time to pray. In South Africa, it's time to begin to beckon upon the Lord to break the stranglehold of immorality over that nation and to release her destiny. We call upon the name of the Lord. Territorial landlords, agents of change, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by the Spirit of God. You refuse to give up, the devil will have to give way. Satan will give way. There is a generation that will never take no for an answer. I am a Shekabaka Balakaliba Koriaba. Esso celebrate the Keria. Asobra kamata la maboria. you are going back with power. Mama seka baratua. Embreske so sasela di. Ambra kaba matotai la branta maska bregede. Usake basakuna sakalabata. Ai braskanda babose nate. Atua la kadeko skambrata bayata. He's going back with you. He's going back with you. He's going back with you. Yes, for those of you listening through the internet, the Lord is raising men that will stand for Him in different regions. Men that will give themselves to be instruments of priesthood, that will provide a platform and a proper for His intervention in various lands. The devil has reigned for too long. It's time for a change. Oredemo sanda baboria. Akabayato kenamasi kebreza baranto. Alabota, alabota, alabota. The patterns that happen in the family will not happen with me. People can go high and in the prime of their life, they descend to nothing. That will not be my portion. It is against God. The decree of the Lord says, though thy beginning is small, thy later end shall greatly increase. Come, Samantala Baboria. I told the Leku Pakuna Telakula. Aita masobre kaparande rupa kwata bakute malakate baladwa. Isane te koboko tobria tatatali bokobria tabalantaba. Usakuna usalabante. Oh, it seems something is opening over Lagos. There's an opening, there's an opening, there's an opening. There's an opening over this city. Let us receive the word of God. Receive the revival of God. Receive the release of the Spirit. Let mighty oppressions begin to rise from within you, O Lagos. We subdue the counsel of the three wise men. All of us, the civilization that you brought into this land, we will resist it by the blood, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood. All of us, Sika, la balata. By the blood we confronted. By the blood we confronted. We confronted. We confronted. We confronted. We ask the door to open by the blood.
Yeah.
Let it open. Let the God has been shot against your family. Let it open now. Let it open by the blood. I tell God, Samante, Brasa Capatala Babota Cabella, Isa Mandopa Kuda, Ah, Lipete Babala. That in this 50th year of Lagos, the civilization changes, a new era emerges, an era of light. An era of grace, an era of the Spirit of God, may the prophetic destiny of the land of Lagos emerge, and let the true shape of the mystic church be revealed. Hey! Kaiboro Sakabala Tabaha. People summon and deliver Korea. Amata Babakala, Presco Pami, Eta Kosketa. Every legality tied up in your waters, in your rivers, we command it to be released. As we break the bondage by the blood, we present the blood. We present the blood.
Let the purposes of heaven prosper within you. Let everything that is of darkness be resisted in the land.
Things have been released. The devil is giving up. He's giving up. Kepo tobira kapala. Ika mama. Oh yes. Release your captives. No, your life cannot be manipulated. The devil did not create you, so the devil cannot determine what will be the outcome of your life. Every such manipulation, he followed your mother, he followed your grandmother, it will not be your portion. We present the blood. I am Mama Basita. Sia Baboko Santa Baboska. Breketetete Goboko Belatema. Eka Palatote Seke Balatua. Batesko Bregete. Kumboko Sokobo. Atakete Katiata. Eku Patua. abrata baba toke pete kete koko. Aha, bula bulata, bula bulata, bula bulata, bula shanda tabalakwa, nata yeto seketa. Yetuwa labalete, yetuwa tabasanta. Everybody from Imo State, begin to cry for that state right now. God is about to open that land. Hey, kabobo dinereke bosubo. Aya mama subria kabasuka. Brashke taboko tabalate kete koto. Apreke de la tua sabuata. Balatoske, bring that tabelato. We send revival into you. Ala mama ya tuwasia. Brata baboto kabalatoa. It's your time. It's your season. Abraham Santa Baboria Sabre. Cabo Samatelebo. Croco Sabala de Brogan. Ababalabalabalabala. Yes, you are not going back the same. The grace of a territorial landlord. You are not going back the same. Ileso. Branda babore bagasketa menakadwa. Branda basupregeta. Branda bakata baborea. Andala babore basanta. Mabla kapala tapenta basupregeta. Glory to God. Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name. Have you ever desired power? We are about to receive it now. Power. Power against devils. Power against demons. Power. Power. Ask the Lord for power. Ask Him for power. Power. Ask Him for power. Asking for power. Asking for power. Lord, we need power to do this business. We need power to displace demons. We need power to wrestle principalities. We need power. We need power. We need power.
We need power. We need power. We need power to cast out devils. We need power to make the sick whole. Power. We need power. Lubre ke patua, batuse, brote ke patuna kapedata. You are going back with power. No, you are going back with power. You shall not be powerless against the things that seek to manipulate your life. Who were called by a God of power. A God of power. Who blessed them all. Mila dombre sani kapalatwa. Mesuvine tepres kapota kule takena. Raito kase mene tepre. Robena kambres kapelatwa. Suria la maskombre samandai. Naito kose kapres kete branta babo. Thank you, Jesus. We will serve no other but you. We will worship no other. We will not live for our ambition. We will not live for even ourselves. We will live for you. We will serve your will. We will labor for your glory. Only grant us power. Grant us power to represent you. To stand for you in the places that you have placed us, in our families, in our offices, in the territory that you have domiciled us. Only grant us power. Only grant us power. Only grant us power so that our witness will be with signs, with power, with authority. Grant us power. Grant us power. Grant us power. Grant us power. Si amantele brokotane makande. Grant us power. Mahansote brekete broske mazemina. Thank you, Father. Jesus.